I'm Celeste Headlee, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, jazz diva Jane Monheit has a new album and says time is only making the music better. We'll catch up with her and hear some tunes in just a few minutes. But first, the latest in our series, Muses and Metaphor. We're celebrating National Poetry Month by hearing your tweet poems. Today we hear from Robert Tinajero, an English professor at Tarrant County College in Fort Worth, Texas. He writes about tacos and his culture, and, well, we'll let him explain.
Over the past several years and decades, attitudes towards Latinos has certainly changed in many positive ways. That's not to say that more work doesn't need to be done, and just because tacos are more prevalent in our society, that automatically equates to better life or always positive changes.
Now let's hear the tweet.
When I was young, tacos were seen as poor food. People al pastor forced to hide between the flower of civilized American culture.
A poetic tweet by Robert Tinajero. And we have one more for you today. This one comes from Carol Pines, a wife and mom who says she loves poetry. We are like tongue and groove, Kentucky moon, Tennessee hollers, Texas flowers, blue, far as you can see, we fit perfectly. That's a poetic tweet from Carol Pines. Tomorrow is the last day of April. You'll hear a couple more poems on our air for National Poetry Month, but you can keep tweeting your original poetry. Make sure it's fewer than 140 characters and use the hashtag TMMPoetry. You can also hear all the tweet poems we've aired this month at the Tell Me More website. Just go to npr.org/tellmemore.